Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to meet me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Joan Barton, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, Elliot Lewis, Peter Leeds, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Park Your Carcass!
Oh, my. In another 4 days, it will be Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, that is a wonderful holiday. Yeah, that is the day 300 years ago when the Indians gave this country to the pilgrims. No, so that the pilgrims could see the country today and give it back to the Indians. Nah, I'm only making a joke. It's still a pretty wonderful country. Ah, those pilgrims, they always been wonderful people. The way what they suffered and struggled for to come over here on that Mayflower. Yeah, they've been on that boat for 6 months. Sure was tough on that Mayflower. Nothing to eat but donuts. Yes, they managed that taking 6 months just for to come from England to America. Oh, traveling has sure been improved since then. Oh, my, today if you want for to travel for 6 months, you could go from one end of Los Angeles to the other. Yes, we are all got for to be thankful what the pilgrims has landed on Plymouth Rock. And as soon as everybody's landed in that rock, one of the pilgrims has said to another, he says, by the way, what day is this? He says, why, it's November 28th. November 28th? He says, what do you know? Today's Thanksgiving. He said, let us go out and kill a turkey and celebrate. And the other fellow says, kill a turkey? What about the Indians? The first fellow said, no, let's get a turkey, they're softer. And that should be the story of Thanksgiving, I think. Oh, my.
Hello, Parker.
Oh, hello, John.
I brought the mail in.
Oh, thanks, yes. Anything important there?
Well, here's a letter from the Chamber of Commerce.
The Chamber of Commerce? I wonder what they want.
Why don't you open the letter and find out?
Well, John, I just don't happen for to be a nosy person when he goes around opening other people's mail. Wait a minute, that letter's for me. Oh, I'm so mixed up today. Let me for to open it. Starts out very interesting.
What's it say?
November 23rd, 1946. Say they write a very clever letter. Yes, sir. What is this? Dear Mr. Parkey Carcass, we are pleased to advise you. We are now able to invite you to become a member of the Chamber of Commerce due to a vacancy. A vacancy? John, that's the first vacancy I heard of in California in 3 years. The reason for this vacancy is that last week, we were forced to expel one of our roster for conduct unbecoming a member of the Chamber of Commerce. This man was seen entering a store and purchasing an umbrella. An umbrella? John, what in the world would that man want with an umbrella in California? Unless it was to keep that sun from pouring down on it. Of course, lately that sun has been getting pretty wet, you know.
Well, gee, Parkey, this is quite an honor. You know, they only invite the most important people to join the Chamber of Commerce.
I know it, Johnny. It is be quite an honor. You know, I am really overcome with emulsion. Great Scott.
Well, Parkey, you should write a letter immediately accepting the membership.
That's what I'm going to do. Take a letter, John. Dear Chamber. Think it's all right for me to call him by the first name like that? So wait a minute. Look, it's be a P.S. in this letter. If you should decide to join us, it will be necessary for you to call at our office and fill out the necessary application. Our director, Mr. Sunkissed Lewis, will be most happy to assist you. Oh, I got to go over there and see the director, Mr. Lewis. Sunkissed Lewis. Yeah, I heard about him. Very important man, that fella. I'm so excited. Pardon you, sir. I'll go over for to tell Oppie. Oppie!
Hi, Parker. What do you want?
Say, what do you think, Oppie? I got an invitation for to become a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, congratulations, Parker.
Yes, sir.
You know, the Chamber of Commerce does wonderful things for a city.
They sure does, yes, sir.
You know, they made me a member of the Chamber of Commerce back in Arkansas, where I come from.
They did?
Yes, sir. And it was the duty of every member to do one good deed for the city.
I see. And what good deed did you do?
I left town.
Oh, yes, up in the Chamber of Commerce here. Sure does wonderful work. You know, they always sell in California. Yeah, they get up all kinds of publicity, all kinds of advertisements. They print that in the papers and the magazines all over the country, you know. They tell you what a wonderful place is California. Then when everybody gets all excited and wants for to come out here, at the bottom of the ad, they say, P.S., don't got no room, stay home.
Well, to tell you the truth, Parky, that's how I happened to come out here.
Really?
I had a little orchestra, and we was playing in a small hotel back in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yes.
But we wanted to do bigger things, and one day I saw an ad that said, come to California, the land of opportunity.
Oh, so that's how you happened to come to California, huh?
Yep. Yeah. We packed up, got on the bus, came out here, and you know something, Parky?
Ah.
Me and my band wasn't here 2 days until we met a fella from the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
We played an audition for him, and he gave me and the band a job right away.
He did, huh? Where did you get your job?
Back in that same hotel in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, yes, Hoppy, sure be some wonderful opportunities out here.
Yes, there is, Parky. Yes. Then from there, we got a job down in that lovely state of Florida.
Florida? Hoppy, you happen for to be speaking to a member of the California Chamber of Commerce. I will thank you never to mention that name Florida again. And since we are talking about California, I'll also thank you for to remove your hat, kneel down, bow 3 times, and face the east.
Now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star Little Patty Bolton sings Old Buttermilk Sky.
Oh, buttermilk sky, I'm keeping my eye peeled on you. What's the good word tonight? Are you gonna be mellow tonight? Oh, buttermilk sky, can't you see my little donkey and me? We're as happy as a Christmas tree, heading for the one I love. I'm going to offer the question, that question. Do you, darling, do you do? It'll be easy, oh, it's so easy. If I can only bank on you, oh, buttermilk sky. I'm telling you why, now you know. Keep it in mind tonight. Keep a brushing those clouds from sight. Oh, buttermilk sky, don't you leave me when I'm needing you most. Hang a moon above her hitching pose. Hitch me to the one I love. You can if you try. Don't tell me no lie. Will you be mellow and bright tonight, buttermilk sky? Oh, buttermilk sky. Now you know. Keep it in mind tonight. When I'm needing you most, hit me to the one I love. Buttermilk sky, and if you try, don't tell me no lie. Buttermilk sky.
After listening to all this business about cigarette laboratory tests and medical claims about smoking and throat irritation, you'd think it's kind of stylish to light up a test tube or a thermometer. But please forgive us, folks. We're not wrapping up test tubes and thermometers with every pack of Old Golds. By golly, you can't even buy a throat prescription when you buy Old Golds. No, what you get are 20 smooth, delicious, and most fragrant cigarettes. All we say is, try. Just try an Old Gold and enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. Look, Old Golds are made by folks who've been associated with the best in quality tobaccos for nearly 200 years. So we're not going to start selling you throat care all of a sudden. We're in business to give you a wonderful smoke. And every bit of tobacco science known to man is concentrated on one thing in an Old Gold. To give you a cigarette that's absolutely the last word in rich, mellow, deep smoking enjoyment. Sure, take care of yourself and your throat and everything else, but listen, we're talking about pleasure now, tobacco pleasure. And that's why we've been telling you all along, anytime you want to smoke for the grand fun of it, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds.
I could hardly believe it. I hope that I'm not just dreaming. Just imagine that inviting me, park your car, for becoming a member of the Chamber of Commerce, you know. I'm going to work hard for them, too. Yes, sir, by the time when I get through, I'll make California just as important as Texas. Well, maybe not that important, but almost.
Well, hello, Mr. Parkyakakis.
Oh, hello.
Well, I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
You remember me, Joe's friend?
Oh, yes, yes, that's right, you're Joe's friend, yes. You know, something since I seen you the last time, I still wasn't able to figure out who's Joe.
Yeah, I was telling Joe just last night that you couldn't seem to place him. And
yes.
He says to tell you that he's the fellow that Charlie introduced you to.
Yes. Charlie? What Charlie?
Frank's brother-in-law.
Frank? Who is Frank?
Madeline's husband.
Madeline?
Yeah, she's the girl Frank's married after he broke his engagement to Rose.
Rose? What Rose?
Oh, everybody knows Rose.
Just 1 minute. Everybody does not know Rose. I am somebody, and I don't know Rose.
Oh, sure you know Rose.
Doc's niece?
Doc's niece. What Doc?
The guy who bought the pool room from Al.
The pool room?
Yeah, the one in back of Jim's place.
Where is Jim's place?
He moved.
Oh, for heaven.
Yeah, he's across the street now.
Across the street? Across the street from where?
From where he used to be.
Where did he used to be?
Right next to Joe's house.
Now we are getting somewhere. Where is Joe's house?
Oh, Joe don't have the house no more. He sold it to Max.
Look, we started out with Joe. How did Mac get mixed up in here?
Oh, I don't know. I can't talk to you. You always get me all mixed up. I'll see you later, Mr. Poppycockus. Goodbye.
That's a hot one. I always get him all mixed up. Sure, it's going to drive me crazy. Oh, my, I'd give anything if I only find out who is Joe.
Well, 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 if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Poppycockus. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct, yes.
Hey, I just seen you been talking to that, what's that guy's name just left you? You know, Joe's friend?
Hey, look, Mr. Sharp, you know who is Joe?
Why, sure. Everybody knows Joe.
You do?
Oh, sure. You know Joe?
Who?
The guy who used to pal around with Lefty.
Which Lefty?
The fellow who bought the gas station from Curly.
Curly? Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't think what I ever met I ever met Joe in my whole life, no? But if I did, am I sorry? Look, if anybody knows who Joe is, if they are only would write in and tell me, then I could die happy.
Hey, you going back to your restaurant? I'm walking that way.
Yes. No, wait a minute, I forgot. I got to get in the Chamber of Commerce, you know. You see, they invited me to become a member there.
Oh-ho, the Chamber of Commerce,
yes.
Eh? Well, congratulations.
That's a fine thing.
Well, are you all set with your special equipment to become a member of the Chamber of Commerce?
Special equipment? What kind of special equipment you got for to have to become a member in the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, one thing, you got to have a lot of adjectives.
Adjectives?
Uh-huh. Now, when you get up at them Chamber of Commerce meetings to make a speech,
yes.
Got to have plenty of adjectives. Now, I can get you up a nice assortment of beautiful adjectives. Only cost you around
$45.
$45? Uh-huh.
Still don't know why I got what I have a lot of adjectives for to belong to the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, let me give you an example.
An go ahead. Give me an example. Yes.
Now, if you are, let's say, an ordinary fella, see, and you describe a town like, for instance, Pasadena.
Yes.
Well, you just say it's a nice, quiet little place.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Brother, you don't talk that way about Pasadena if you are a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
You don't?
No. If you belong to the Chamber of Commerce, you got to start throwing in them adjectives, see? Describe Pasadena like this.
Yes.
You say, nestled in the green, verdant hills, set deep in the valley, between blankets of roses and bounded by the east, by the majestic surf of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes.
There lies a hamlet which for sheer beauty and loveliness is unsurpassed.
Is that Pasadena? You know, I could have sworn that you was talking about Glendale.
No, for Glendale, you got to use other adjectives.
I see.
Now, that's why you got to buy a big assortment.
No, Mr. Sharp, I'm don't go in for the spend of $45 just for a lot of adjectives.
Okay. Hey, look. Yeah. I got another swell idea for you. It's how you can make a big imprecision.
Yes.
Now, you know that on Thanksgiving Day, the Chamber of Commerce always has a big parade.
Yeah, I know.
And as a new member, you want to be out and standing, don't you?
Yes, I would like for it to be out and standing, yes.
Okay, now this parade is going to have hundreds of gorgeous floats in it.
Yeah, floats? Yeah. What is floats?
Oh, you know what a float is.
Right.
Take an ordinary truck and you desecrate it beautifully.
Desecrated?
Yeah. Now, for $750, I can get up a float for you that'll be a sensation.
Really?
Yes, sir. This whole thing, it's going to be made out of gorgeous flowers, see? Be in the shape of the state of California.
Oh.
But sticking up in the middle of it will be your head, and in your mouth you're holding an olive, and that represents the city, which is the capital of the state of California.
Wait a minute. You say that my head is sticking up, and in my mouth I am holding an olive? That represents the city, which it is the capital of the state of California?
Uh-huh.
Which city is that?
Sacramento.
Look, Mr. Sharp, $750 is too much money for me to spend just to put an olive in my mouth and look like Sacramento. Eh?
Look, don't forget that this float, it's made out of beautiful flowers.
Oh,
flowers,
dear.
See, yeah, like roses and orchards and lilies in the alley and pandemoniums and rhododendrons and chrysanthemum pumps.
Chrysanthemum pumps?
There's also, we also get some nasty sturgeons, snappy dragons. Maybe even some hibiscus.
Hibiscus, huh?
That's right.
Look, Mr. Sharp, might as well tell you right now, I don't going to spend no $750 just for a lot of pandemoniums and the nasty sturgeons and hibiscus. I don't know.
Well, okay. Well, tell me how much you want to spend for a beautiful float.
Well, look, I just wanted for to join the Chamber of Commerce. I don't know whether I got to get any floats. I got to. Maybe I could spend $1.35 or $1.50.
What? For $1.50, you want to get a float that'll make a great big imprecision? So that the people, everybody is going to say, that beautiful float was donated by that great restaurant owner, Pakiakakis?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take your $1.50. I'll give you a float.
That's all right.
I'll give you a couple of 100-pound rocks, and you tie those two rocks on your ankle, see? Then you get down to the ocean. You lay down on your back in the water, and that'll be a beautiful float.
Beautiful float?
Yeah.
Well, if I tie 200-pound rocks to my ankles, I jump in the ocean, I'm not going to float. That would make me for to sink down in the bottom. You know something? I could drown from that.
That's even a better idea. Goodbye, Mr. Parker.
Goodbye, Mr. Sharp.
Here's another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra playing Calling All Clarinets.
Mm-hmm. can talk and talk and talk about cigarette smoking, but it all gets down to one simple fact. What you smokers want in a cigarette is pleasure. Tobacco pleasure. So when we ask you to try Old Gold, we talk to you about tobaccos. We don't give you a song and dance about cigarette laboratory tests or medical claims about smoking or throat irritation. We offer you 20 smooth, fragrant, delicious cigarettes in every pack of Old Gold. That's all. We promise you a sheer miracle of taste and flavor in every Old Gold you put to your lips. We promise you the marvelous pleasure of rich, mellow smoke rolling luxuriously over your tongue. Try. Just try an Old Gold. Then you'll know it's true that if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine.
This Chamber of Commerce building, it should be a big place. Oh, here's Mr. Lewis' office. Say, they should make you feel at home here. Look what he's got printed on the door. Sunkissed Lewis, director. Greetings, welcome, enter, come in. Don't knock, we'll be back in 5 minutes.
Oh, hello! Waiting to see me?
Yes, how do you do? You're the Sunkissed Lewis?
Yes, I am! I just stepped out for a bite of that wonderful California food.
Yes.
Let's go into the office, shall we?
Yes.
I feel wonderful today.
Yes.
Hasn't this been just a wonderful day?
Yes, it sure has. Yes. Mr. Lewis, my name is Parker Carcass. You sent me a letter inviting me for to become a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
Parker Carcass? Oh, yes, I've heard about you.
That's me, yes.
I'm just thrilled to welcome you into our wonderful membership.
Thank you.
Isn't it just too wonderful to be able to live in wonderful California? The land of constant sunshine.
You know something, Mr. Lewis? We should sue the state of Oregon.
Sue the state of Oregon? What for?
For blowing in all that rain we had here this week.
Say, you know, I'm glad you spoke about Oregon. That reminds me.
Yes.
One of our members just wired me from up there. I got to get a big box and fill it with 35 pounds of our wonderful California air and send it up to them.
You got to send him 35 pounds of California air?
Yeah, he won't use anything else. He's got a flat tire. Isn't that wonderful?
Sure is, yes.
Oh, pardon me, will you, while I answer this wonderful phone.
Hey, go right ahead. Don't worry about wonderful me.
Hello, this is the voice of California, the most wonderful state on earth, Sunkissed Lewis talking. Who? Lou Blue from San Bernardino? Well, hello, Lou. How are you? You found one. No. That's wonderful. Where? In Pomona? Well, for heaven's sakes, I'll be over in a few minutes. This is the most wonderful thing I ever heard of in my whole life. Goodbye, Lou. Isn't that wonderful, Mr. Parker Carcass? After all these years, we finally found one.
Did? What did you find?
A native-born Californian. Isn't it too wonderful?
I wouldn't believe it until I see it. I don't know.
Now, Mr. Parker Carcass, let's talk about you, shall we?
Hmm? Yes.
Now, as I understand it, you're in the wonderful restaurant business.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Wonderful! Now, you can be of such wonderful help to our new California publicity program.
Yeah, well, that's what I want, Mr. Lewis, and I want for to be whatever wonderful help what I could.
Yes. Wonderful!
Yes.
Now, we're just launching a campaign to call everything we can by a California name.
Want to call everything by a California name?
Yes. For instance, on your menu, instead of putting down Boston baked beans and advertising Boston, it would be just wonderful if you'd call the baked beans San Diego pellets.
San Diego pellets?
Yes. And we can give a California name to all your sandwiches, too. For instance,
yes.
Instead of calling it an ordinary ham sandwich,
yes.
You could call it an Inglewood on rye. Doesn't that sound yummy?
Inglewood on rye. Yes, it does sound yummy. And you know, I could also name a sandwich after Hollywood and Vine.
Hollywood and Vine. Yes. That's wonderful.
Yes.
What kind of a sandwich would it be?
A hard-boiled egg and a nice tomato. Isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful. Well, Mr. Parky Carcass, I think you'd make a most wonderful member, and
thank
we're
you.
Just thrilled to have you.
Thank you.
Now,
yes.
If you'll just take this application home,
yes.
Answer all the questions, and have one of our wonderful members sponsor you, everything will be wonderful.
Well, thank you, Mr. Lewis. You said that I got to have one of the wonderful members to sponsor me? You know, Mr. Lewis, I don't know if I know that anybody belongs here.
Oh, you must know one of our members.
Yes.
Say, I've got a wonderful sponsor for you. You know, Joe.
Joe? Joe who?
Harry's partner.
Harry's partner? Which Harry?
Bill's son-in-law.
Bill? Who is Bill?
The one who sold the Chevrolet to Stanley.
Stanley? What Stanley?
Helen's husband.
Helen, oh, for heaven.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Opie Cates, clarinet and his orchestra, Joan Barton, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, and Elliot Lewis. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Hal Finberg and Parky Carcass. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.